Welcome to the Dry Bones Ministries podcast, where we strive to provide great preaching and teaching so that listeners will discover or rediscover the goodness, truth, and beauty of our Catholic faith. If you are interested in supporting the work we are doing, visit us at drybonespgh.org or follow us on social media at drybonespgh. Thanks for joining us. We hope that you're inspired, uplifted, and encouraged. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dry Bones Ministry special podcast series on the consecration to merciful love. My name is Father Adam Potter, and we've come to the last day of preparation, and so grateful to be here and just appreciate the presence of the Lord and His mercy and grace to sustain all of us to get to this place. So let's pray, as always, asking the Holy Spirit to be with us, guiding us, strengthen us, and lead us deeper into the heart of this beautiful offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who have taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that in the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 33, Putting It All Together. For the last 4 days, we've been reviewing the last 4 weeks of our retreat. During those days, we've not only been reviewing the material, but we've also begun to put together all that we've learned. I say we've begun to put it all together. By that, I mean we're probably not yet at a point where we can grasp the little way and the offering to merciful love in a single gaze, as St. John Paul II put it. To get to that point, a unifying statement to summarize the main points of what we've learned may be helpful. Actually, I think we need more than just a statement. We need a prayer, something we can frequently repeat, even every day, something that not only reminds us of the meaning of the offering to merciful love, but that also allows us to make it. Now, of course, as we learned on days 20 and 21, St. Thérèse has already composed such a marvelous prayer, and that may be the text you'd like to use and pray with, even daily. See pages 135 to 137 for the full text. However, while I do recommend privately saying Thérèse's actual prayer at least once, preferably on your consecration day, I dare say that there are two difficulties with using it under other circumstances. One, it's rather long, and so it may not be practical for everyone to use as a daily prayer. Two, it doesn't clearly highlight all of the teachings we've covered during this retreat. All right, well, because we're looking for a unifying statement, something that can summarize the main points of what we've learned, it may be helpful to have something more. Okay, so here we seem to have a case where less is more. In other words, it may be better to have something that's shorter, less, than Thérèse's text of offering, and that will also summarize all the main teachings we've covered during this retreat. More. All right then, without any further ado, here's such a prayer, the prayer of consecration to merciful love. Merciful Father, relying on the prayers and example of Abraham and Mary, my father and my mother in faith, and of St. Thérèse, my sister in the way of humble confidence, I, state your name, choose this day with the help of your grace to strive with all my heart to follow the little way. And so, I firmly intend to fight discouragement, do little things with great love, and be merciful to my neighbor in deed, word, and prayer. I aim to keep before my eyes my poverty, weakness, brokenness, and sin, trusting that my littleness and contrite heart will attract your merciful love. I choose to remain always little, not relying on my own merits, but solely on yours, dear Lord, and those of the Blessed Mother. Finally, I believe, my God, that you can and will make me into a saint, even if I won't see it, even if I have to struggle all my life against vice and sin, even if I have to wait until the very end. This blind hope in your mercy, O Lord, is my only treasure. And now, to confirm my resolve and to console you for so much rejection of your mercy, I offer myself through the hands of Mary Immaculate as a victim of holocaust to your merciful love, asking you to consume me incessantly, allowing the waves of infinite tenderness shut up within you to overflow into my soul, and that I may thus become a martyr of your love, O my God, and a gift of mercy to so many others. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, there you have it, a compact prayer that expresses both the essence of Teresa's offering and the other main ideas of this retreat. For instance, do you see the essence of the offering reflected in the last main paragraph? And can you make out the other main ideas in the middle paragraphs? Great. But maybe you're looking for something even more compact. I mean, we've got the very long option, Teresa's actual text. But what about a very short option? What about writing something that we can easily memorize and pray anytime during a busy day? Thankfully, Teresa herself gives us such an option through a prayer she asked a dearly beloved friend to pray for her during the last months of her life. I'm adapting it slightly, particularly so we can pray it in the first person. Here it is. Merciful Father, in the name of your lovable Son, the Virgin Mary, and all the saints, I ask you to set me on fire with your spirit of love and to grant me the grace of making you deeply loved. I love that prayer. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't count for your consecration day. For that, I'm only giving you two options, Teresa's actual text or the prayer of consecration to merciful love. Of course, you can certainly pray both. Actually, if you're making the consecration at home with your family, there's one more option. It's called the family offering to merciful love, and Appendix 2 will tell you all about that. Anyway, whichever prayer you choose for your day of consecration, make sure you spend some time today meditating on it, or on them, if you decide to pray both prayers tomorrow. And by the way, if you plan to make your consecration in a group setting, see the note at the bottom of page 137. Also, you might want to peek ahead to the second section of tomorrow's reading, Before Consecration. Don't worry, it's short. Well, we've come to our final day of preparation, and hopefully after following along with that reading, it really does feel like it's all been put together. And if you haven't read ahead, then maybe this prayer that Father Gately puts together is a little bit of a twist. We've been anticipating the Therese prayer, that consecration prayer, offering herself as a victim to merciful love, and to then have Father Gately say, I'm writing a different one. maybe would catch you off guard. I would just encourage you not to be dissuaded or discouraged by that. If going through in anticipation of the Therese prayer, and even after meditating on it for those several days, kind of breaking down the different paragraphs, made you comfortable with it, then yeah, definitely pray that prayer. Or to go with the option that he himself proposes of doing both. Because there are some really good elements that in his consecration prayer, he brings all together in terms of what it means to embrace this little way of embracing one's poverty, weakness, brokenness, and sin, choosing to remain little, but then loving God with his own love and the merits of the Lord and Blessed Mother, and even in this confidence of becoming a great saint that's all wrapped up in this blind hope in his mercy. So it's a little bit more thorough, comprehensive in terms of all the different topics that we've prepared for and have stated explicitly than in this prayer. And it's also more concise. And I think as he wants it to be something that is not just something that's said once and then forgotten about, but can be renewed, every single day. I don't know about you. I have a whole stack of different prayers that I renew each morning with my morning prayers, and this might be one to include as well, to renew each day and really unite ourselves to consoling the Lord's Sacred Heart and to receive just in full all of the graces that he wants to give us, those rejected graces of other souls. So with that said, just one last word of encouragement on preparing for the consecration day tomorrow. That, yes, looks like making a good confession, finding a holy mass or holy hour that you'll be able to go to and, receive Holy Communion. And then after mass, to be able to say the consecration prayer in front of, if there's a special altar or statue or image, preferably of our Lord, his Sacred Heart, something of the Blessed Mother is also very appropriate. Maybe something of Divine Mercy. Thankfully, a lot of churches have different images up of, the Divine Mercy image, or maybe even an image or statue of Therese, to be able to make the consecration in front of her beautiful smile would also be very fitting. Father Gately encourages this, and I'd like to as well. There's something really powerful about writing out your consecration prayer beforehand, and that's a way to better interiorize the prayer and all the words and the offering that we'll be making tomorrow. So those are my words of encouragement. I'll offer one more podcast tomorrow where we can say the prayer together, but grateful to say the least right now, just standing on the brink of tomorrow's consecration day with all of you, and am so honored and humbled to have been able to be your guide through these days. And I hope my own takes and insights and ramblings were helpful and able to be a consolation or inspiration to you. Look forward to praying with you tomorrow in this consecration prayer, wherever you are, and whatever means you're able to be able to make this last act of trust and surrender, to make this consecration prayer with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. God bless you all. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. I look forward to our consecration day tomorrow. Peace. Thank you for joining us for this episode. To learn more about Dry Bones Ministries events and initiatives, and to support this podcast, go to drybonespgh.org. Thanks, and God bless you.